world's on fire, our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good Monday morning there. And I'm just sitting there thinking as the intro is playing, I'm worn out and full of energy. Just got back from the Wisconsin Christian News event up there, and it was really, really good. And for those of you who are watching right now, watching on the Patriot Party Network, and those of some of you watching at Bridey on TV, I'm taping this Bridey. This show's being taped also for Bridey on. So if it seems a little bit choppy, I apologize to it. It's a different format, two 22-minute segments. So we're going to try to get as a lot of information in as we can, because it was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend. And I know that the Patriot event, the Higher Brett and some of the guys were down there in Tennessee. And wouldn't you know it, I hadn't been able to go someplace and speak forever. And then all of a sudden, two invitations on the same weekend. But I know they had a great, great time down there in Texas at the Patriot Party News. So we tip our cap to them. And, come back up from the event in Wisconsin. I'm sorry, I'm getting my brain rolling here in the right direction. And it was a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Probably 300 people were there from all across America. And, oh, my goodness, the information that was provided was just unbelievable. Sharam Hadian was great, and Alex Newman was great, and Mike Spalding was great, and it was all just great, 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 great stuff, great information. And then I had the opportunity to close it out. I don't know if Rob designed it that way on purpose, to close out the event on Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening. And one of the things that those of you who are familiar with what we do here, Coach Dave Alive, and understand it at all, we are about action. And our buddy Chad Estes gave us the phrase that I use about everywhere I go now, and that phrase is, we pick up where the church left off. And I don't mean to be critical, so please, no critical spirit here. Don't anybody take it the wrong way. I know that Mike Kerr just had Hear the Watchman a week ago. These conferences are still going on, awakening Americans and awakening what's going on. But I have to tell you this, and I really, really mean it. I don't know of any, there have to be, so don't take this wrong. I don't know of any ministries that are doing what we're doing here. I don't know of any that are doing what we're doing. And I get frustrated at the end of these events, even though they were really, really good and great information. What do we do now? I like to use this illustration. When I have my coaching staff together, we're in the middle of a football game, and the first half is over, and we go into the locker room at halftime. Maybe you folks don't know this, but the purpose of halftime at the locker room is to make adjustments. You walk in there, and the guy, the coach who sits up high in the above the stadium and looks down up in the crow's nest and sees the plays and everything that's going on, he has a different perspective than I do. I'm on the sidelines, and everything's kind of flat to me. I can't really see it. You find that hard to believe, but you have a different view of the field when you're right on it, looking across at the players. But if you sit up high in the stadium and you look down, or even if you're in the bleachers, sometimes you have a better look than the coach has because you're up higher than he is. So the coaches always get together at halftime to make adjustments. And I would gather our coaches together, and our coaches would say, I'd say, okay, guys, what's going on? And then Mark, who was always the guy up in the, if he came to me and says, Coach, they're killing us by running off tackle, I wanted to grab him by the throat and strangle him. I knew that. I knew they were running off tackle. Don't tell me that. What are we going to do about it? How are we going to stop them from running off tackle? What are their formations they're using? What are their defenses and their blitzes, and how are they lining up? That's how adjustments are made at halftime of a football game. So I go to these things, and they keep telling us what the enemy's doing to us. The enemy's doing this, and he's after our children, and the government's crooked, and the taxation, and on, and it's all good. But Coach Dave wants to grab up and grab somebody and shake him and say, okay, what are we going to do about it? You with me? we had a raucous time, and that was kind of the message that I delivered again. And we gave them some great actions of things that they could do. But we got to ask ourselves, folks, what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? It's like sometimes I go there to get reinforced that I'm right. Things really are bad. I'm right. Boy, Esther, they're worse than I thought they were. Man, they really are bad. Did you know about that, Esther? That a lot of times when I leave, this is not being critical of Rob or anything. It was a great event. That's what separates us. We do stuff, man. We do stuff. And then I got really frustrated when I put when I was doing my presentation, I'm going to show pictures of all the places we've been and going to the courthouses and all that stuff, and I couldn't get the freaking thing to work. Because people are visual. They need to see it. They need to understand. And we've got this mindset, two mindsets that I think we're fighting. Number one mindset we're fighting is if Donald Trump gets back in, everything will be good. That everything is going to be changed in Washington, D.C. And I'm going to tell you, that's the last place. It isn't going to happen in Washington, D.C. So that's the first thing that I try to inform everybody. Just waiting for another election. Some places I'm going to go today going to make you nervous. Promise you, going to make you nervous. So Washington, D.C. ain't going to change anything. It's all local. And I asked those people, again, those people, that sounds awful. I asked the people in the crowd, or let's take Wausau, Wisconsin, where Rob Pugh lives and where that event was held. And I asked this question: what if every church in Wausau, Wisconsin, and everybody that went to church, Catholic, Baptist, Pentecostal, every one of them got together and said, we are going to vote this in our city? Does anybody out there think there aren't enough Christian votes to force that in? And instead, we sit back and we watch the minorities control everything because the church has been convinced what? Oh, it's the end time. There isn't anything we can do. And look at this presentation. Here's a presentation. See, we're in the end times. And, oh, here's another presentation. And see, we're in the end times. And oh, here's another presentation. And see, we're in the end times. It's like, shake your head, man. Your eyes are stuck. Because why? Because I'm here now, right now. I'm here right now. I only have a few more years left to really make a difference for my children and my grandchildren. Now. That's the way I feel about it, right? That's the way I feel about it. And I don't know anybody, maybe they are, I don't know anybody that's doing what we're doing. I could get Randy rattle on. I could let Mark Trump rattle on. Dave, I could get Dave and Sherry Allison in here and what they're doing, and Clay and what he's doing. And I could get Jeff Nell in here. And I could just, everybody in here is either doing or moving towards doing. Betty's holding signs out on the street. People are going to abortion clinics. People are going to school board meetings. I'm telling you, Ray LeBlanc, there ain't nobody else doing what we're doing right here. And I'm not bragging about it. I'm just telling you, this is it, man. This is where it's happening. And some of you, I mentioned a lot of names, and I can mention a lot more names, which it makes it so good when I try to explain to people what the Salt and Light Brigade's all about and the difference that we're making. And oh, man. And you know, some of my greatest frustration, I'm sorry if I'm making this all about me, but bear with me a second here. My greatest frustration sometimes is say, Lord, open the door. Let me coach this team. Let me coach this team called whatever we are, conservatism. Let me coach this team. We can win right now. I'm going to tell you this. You looking at me? The church doesn't think we can win. See, the church thinks losing is winning. That's what the church thinks. And so those of us who ought to be able to be fighting for truth, justice, and the American way, we're not doing it. Our pastors aren't leading us to do it. We're not allowed in government. We get guys in government who sell us out. Yes, I'm talking about our Speaker of the House, and I know he's a good man, was a good man for Dale Scioscia down there, but he's been a sellout. He sold us out. He just sold us out on the Patriot Act. You guys know that, don't you? You know that they were going, that it was before the Congress, to defund, they had to refund the Patriot Act, warrantless wiretaps, spying on you without you even knowing, spying on you without getting a warrant from a court. That was running out. They weren't going to be able to do it anymore. And what happened? why the House passed it again. But it was a majority of Democrats joined by about 80 Republicans. Our Republicans sold us out. Our Speaker of the House sold us out. Instead of our Speaker of the House standing up and saying, no, we already got these guys locked up in J6. They're not even getting a fair trial. Hell no, we're not going to fund any more of that. No, no, he bent over. Bent over. Now, what's that all about? I don't know. Well, I want to try to connect some of those dots to you today if I can. And yeah, I'm full of energy. And yes, I spent 20 hours in a car with my wife. And I just love her so much. She's, man. You know what's so good about her? Iron sharpens iron. If I pull up a crazy idea, boy, she lets me know. Wow, she smacks me. Okay, hang on here. Hey, this Saturday Night Live. Put that up on the screen for us there, Johnny. I don't know if you can find that. That it should be right on our homepage. We're going to get it to be a pop-up. That's what I said. Saturday Night Live. Nope, it's not on there. That's what makes me mad. Should already be on there. Where is it? Where's the Saturday Night Live link, huh? I know, go under events. Go under events, John. Should be homepage flashing Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Live. And what we want to do, who's it for? It's April 26 p.m. Locations. Look, if I read one more, people say, why don't he have it up at that big ministry center he's all talking. I read those text messages, folks, because when we plan it, I don't know if it's going to rain or not. And if it rains, we can't all get in up there at Sky High. So, Mel, we have a big pole barn that we can get in. That's why we're holding it there, so that you might know. Anyway, that's coming up. It's Bethesda. The address is right there. The event's going to be Saturday night, and as Chad Estes would say, we're going to pick up where the church left off. That's what we're going to do. And we want you to come if you can and bring somebody with you who's semi-awake or sort of awake, or they can be blind. I don't matter to me. But if we do not get the church moving in the right direction, you think conservatives are going to save you, right? Lindsey Graham and Mike Johnson. Give me a break. Saturday Night Live, okay? That's coming up this Saturday. This Saturday. No, you don't have to register. Bring a chair if you want to. And then during the, well, we'll get that. I'll get that out. I don't want to cloud the picture here. Let me see. What else? Doug Hagman lost his daughter. Dude, I don't know if I told you guys that on Friday or not. Doug was up there and gave a wonderful presentation. And pray for Doug Hagman. He lost his son 5 years ago, Joe. And then he lost his daughter, Joe's sister. No, not Eric the tech's wife, his other daughter. And Doug's a good man. Good man. Came all the way up there. We need to lift up his arms, pray for Doug Hagman. And Rob Pugh did an unbelievable job with organizing that up there, and great hospitality. What a great guy. He and Lisa is wonderful. I got to meet a lot of new folks. I got to rub elbows with Dave Allison. How about Dave Allison? He got a chance to play his music in front of all those people. It's great. It's great to see him do that, and hard work that Ray and Jane LeBlanc have done up there, trying to pull together the Salt and Light Brigade up there. And Betty Perkins came, and I just a lot of Coach Dave Livers showed up, man. They showed up, and I just want to thank all you guys for being so loyal. Let me take a deep breath. Take a deep breath here. Lord, where do you want me to go? Where do you want me to go? All right, let's do that. Pull up number 6 for me. I got this from Samia today. I think it was this one. I think she gave it to me. I can't remember exactly who it was. Doesn't matter. Hey, friends, this is going to be a step on your toe morning. Hey, Jeff, now, can I step on your toes? Is that okay? Glenn? Brown Cow, can I do some toe stepping this morning? Ray, can I do some toe stepping? Craig, can I do some toe stepping? A warning from Robert Welch, 1958. Now, I think Robert Welch wasn't even one of the founders of the John Birch Society, I think. This was done in 1958. Hang on. I'm speaking to the church. I'm not speaking to the Republican Party or the Democrat Party. I'm speaking to the church. Somebody help me out there. Who is supposed to oppose evil? The government? Is that the job of the government, to oppose evil?
The church.
have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. It's the job of the church. It's supposed to be the job of the church to expose evil. And they told us there was a separation between the church, and the church decided they weren't going to get involved with it anymore. And this is where we're at. Hey, Johnny, I forgot we're taping here this morning, brother. What time? I don't have a clock in front of me. How much time do I have there, John? Am I good? Okay, let's play this from Robert Welch, A Warning, 1958. Go ahead.
The progress and the menace of the communist machine.
A part of that plan, of course, is to induce the gradual surrender of American sovereignty, piece by piece and step by step, to various international organizations, of which the United Nations is the outstanding but far from the only example. Now, here are the aims for the United States. One, greatly expanded government spending for every conceivable means of getting rid of ever larger sums of American money as wastefully as possible.
The United States is giving Ukraine an additional $325 million in addition to the $43 billion.
Two, higher and then much higher taxes. Three, an increasingly unbalanced budget despite the higher taxes.
I want to commend Senator Speaker McCarthy. You know, he and I get along, get things done. We're completely honest with one another, respectful with one
another. That's scary.
Four, wild inflation of our currency.
It's happening right before our eyes. The Biden government statisticians are telling us that it is so.
Five, government controls of prices, wages, and materials, supposedly to combat inflation.
The only option that leaves our economy in good shape is raising the debt ceiling.
The president and the speaker are the keys to the deal.
It's a plan that I'm happy to call Bidenomics.
Six, greatly increased socialistic control over every operation of our economy and every activity of our daily lives. Seven, far more centralization of power in Washington and the practical elimination to have our state lines eventually mean no more within the nation than our county lines do now within the states.
At the FBI, we're working closely with our federal, state, and local partners to share information and identify and disrupt any threats. We're also coordinating with social media companies to make sure that their platforms are not used to spread disinformation and propaganda.
Eight, control over our educational system.
You know what's not a problem? Drag queens. A drag queen for every school.
Nine, a constant hammering into the American consciousness of the horror of modern warfare.
I should be prosecuted. What happened on January 6th, Senator?
Always on communist terms, of course. And 10, the consequent willingness of the American people to allow the steps of appeasement by our government, which amount to a piecemeal surrender of the rest of the free world and of the United States itself.
As Vinny would say, boom, huh, Vinny? Boom.
Boom.
It's all happening right in front of us, foretold. You know, somebody said... Somebody said that the Luciferians, maybe Stephanie's out there, somebody, that the Luciferians have to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. And they tell us what they're going to do, and we don't believe them. We don't believe that they're going to do it, right? They tell us they're going to do this. What did they say? A drag queen in every school, in every classroom. They told us that. And we didn't believe it. We didn't believe it. So I'm going to pull this up here real quick. Because again, bear with me, something. I'm trying to find the right thing, folks. Pull up one A, and I'm not trying to. I'm just here. I'm a truth teller. This is in Newsweek magazine. Ron Paul says Mike Johnson has lost all of his principles. Folks, you remember how excited we were? We got a Christian. God has put this Christian man in positions of power. And Mike Johnson has opened the door, literally playing on the other team. He's playing for the Democrats. They reauthorized the no-knock policies of the FBI and the CIA. And that. He did that, right? He did that. He voted with the Democrats on that issue. What's going on, friends? I'm going to show you here in a second. He lost his principles somewhere along the line. That's 1B. Pull up 1A. Pull up 1A real quickly. 1A. What does Rand Paul say? That is 1A. Senator Rand Paul, Kentucky Republican, blasted House Speaker Mike Johnson on Sunday. This is infighting. These guys are on the same team. Johnson, a Louisiana Republican, first ascended the speakership in October, following a chaotic time in the House of Representatives after former Speaker Representative Kevin McCarthy was booted out. The issue has been most pronounced for government funding bills. When Johnson assumed the speakership, the federal government was barreling towards a mid-November budget deadline. He gave in on that. McCarthy was previously ousted from the speaker role after he cooperated with Democrats to pass a temporary spending bill. We can scroll on down. Mike Johnson, for whatever reason, is playing on the other team. What happens to people when they get in Washington? I'm going to show you that here in a second. I'm going to show you. Now, folks, if we cannot criticize those on our own team. You ever go to a football game and hear the home team yell at the coach? Get another coach in there. Call a different play. You ever do that? We get elected officials. I got a lot of stuff today. We get pastors and church leaders who get out of line. There ain't nobody holding them accountable. Nobody. Ain't no pastors taking on Joel Osteen or Rick Warren. They're not taking them on. They're accepting what they're joining their team. They're joining their team. That's why we find ourselves in the mess we're in. I got a minute here before we go to break. And again, I want to give you a fair warning when you come back from the break. I'm going to show you some stuff that it may be hard for us to swallow. We were warned in the book of Jude that evil men had crept in unaware and have changed the truth of God into a lie. And John F. Kennedy, before he was assassinated, told us what? That this would be through infiltration, not invasion. In other words, they would take over our team. But folks, they've taken over our team. We have leaders on our team playing on the other side. Do you understand what's going on? Until we understand and realize the spiritual war and how it's played and it's that money drives everything, that the love of money is the root of all evil. Until we get all that and understand it and realize what's going on in the world is directly, clearly spelled out in the scriptures, until we get it, we're not going to be able to fight back. Hang in there. We'll be right back on the other side. We'll be right back. Okay, folks. Thanks, Johnny. Let me know when you're ready to go again. That was the first segment we had to tape. You ready to go, John? So, folks, one of the hardest things for us to do is try to figure out who's on our team. Who's our team? So I this was me now. I'm not ready to throw Mike Johnson under the bus. Dale Sosin knows him. He's done honorable things. What happens? What happens to these guys when they get in positions of power? What happens? Well, I'm going to connect a dot here. It's going to make a lot of you really, really, really nervous. Is it okay, Ray? Can I bring something to the table that'll make you nervous? Is it okay, folks? Does anybody have an objection? So here's how it works. If you have an objection to the truth, you could go sign off now. Because I'm going to give you the truth, and then you do what you want to do with it, okay? So oh my goodness. Have you guys ever heard of number four? Pull that up, John. Number four. I'm going to show you what I think is going on with Mike Johnson. A thing called AIPAC. A-I-P-A-C. AIPAC. The largest pro-Israel PAC, Political Action Committee in America. This is their homepage. AIPAC. In other words, this is an organization in America whose main focus is to support Israel. Now, hang on. Okay. All right. Cool. I don't have any trouble with it. But when you do a deeper dive, and you understand that the only thing that the Congress agrees with, Republicans and Democrats, is Israel. They can't even agree on transgenderism. They can't even agree on homosexuality. They can't even agree on closing the borders, but they agree on Israel? What? So this is AIPAC, the Political Action Committee. Are you sitting down? Hey, listen. Johnny, you ready? I'm going to do one of my greatest hits here real quick, all right? Here's one of my greatest hits. Those of you watching on Brideon missed it on last Friday. Here's my greatest hits. Anti-Semitic. Because that's always what they throw at us, right? So follow the money. Are you sitting down? Are you sitting down? Pull up number five. Anti-Semitic, Jew hater. This is the Israel lobby in the United States. Folks, this thing will make you drop down on your knees and say no. Okay, hang on. Katie Britt, 102,000 they gave her. Lisa Murkowski, $436,000 she got from the Israel lobby. Dan Sullivan, $131,000. Those guys are Republicans. But look, Mark Kelly, a Democrat, $496,000 this AIPAC Israel lobby gave to his reelection campaign. Scroll on down. Oh, there's party. They're from both parties. Kristen Sinema, she got $412,000. John Bozeman got $309,000. Tom Cotton, $237,000. On and on and on and on. And we wonder why. Oh, here's some good conservatives. Go up a little bit more. Hang on. Those are all D's. Those guys are all D's. Drop back down a minute. Go down a little bit, John. D's, look at that. D, 272,000. A D, 389,000. A D, 152,000. A D, 258,000. Wow. Scroll on down. John Ossoff. Is he a D or an R? He's a D or an R. What is he? He's a D. He got almost $750,000 from AIPAC. Brian Schatz, wait a minute, Hawaiian, 185. May not be AIPAC, but from the Israel lobby. Mike Crapo, I guess, Mike, a Republican. He got $327,000. And James Richard, a Republican from Idaho, got $255,000. And Dick Durbin, how much did he get? $1,127,000. Where's Harry Reid when we need him? Or not Harry Reid, Mitch McConnell. Where is he? Hey, follow the money, baby. Follow the money. And say, Coach, what? Huh? Well, Joni Ernst, Chuck Grassley got $501,000, that good old Republican. Because why? It's in vogue in the American church to stand with Israel. Am I making anybody nervous yet? Why all these D's and all these R's are all getting together. And Ben Cardin from Maryland got almost $1 million from the Israel lobby, making some of you nervous. Truth has a tendency to make some of you nervous. Now, here's what you can do. Spencer, Johnny, go to the homepage. John Kennedy got $189,000. He's always barking. Mitch McConnell only got $2 million. Gee, come on, Mitch, you're slacking. So here's what you got to do if you want to. Just go to this home, put this in the chat and go to this homepage and click on Senate Tracker and House Tracker, and it'll take you right to your congressman and tell you how much money he took from the Israel lobby. Now, hang on. This ain't about Israel. It ain't about whether the God's chosen people, ain't about anything about that. It is about this: a foreign country controlling our political system. Somebody give me a thumbs up so I know I got one friend out there. A foreign country.
Amen.
Controlling America. That's what we got going on. Look at these things. So you put in your state and it throws the people up in your state and the money they're getting from the Israel lobby. Wow, no wonder. Jim Jordan, I'm surprised. Jim Jordan only got $37,000. Troy Balderson only got $29,000. Who's Chantel Brown? I don't know. She's a Democrat, but she got $100,000, $1 million. Go to Georgia. Might that be Senate? Go to Georgia Senate. Remember Raphael Crew? No. What was his name? Raphael Warnock. Go to Georgia. Raphael Warnock. I wonder how much money he got. Now, that would be in the Senate. I think you're in the House, aren't you? Go to the Senate. Remember Raphael Warnock beat Herschel Walker? You guys remember him? Raphael Warnock? Okay, well, keep on going down there. We'll find him. No state. Johnny said there's no state option for senators. So I couldn't figure out how Herschel Walker, one of the most famous people in all of Georgia, in the history of Georgia, great running back. Scroll on John down, John. He'll pop up. How did he lose? How did he lose to Raphael Warnock, a pastor, supposed pastor? Keep on going. He's going to pop up here. I'm sure Raphael's going to pop up. Come on, keep going. Where are you, Raphael Warnock? Where are you?
He got $980,000.
$980,000. There he is. Oh, no, that wasn't him. $980,000 from the APAC, from the Lib. You get what's going on, friends? You get what's going on? Now, there's Raphael Warnock, a Democrat, beat Herschel Walker with $928,000 from the Jewish lobby. See, look, I don't care if you think that they're God's chosen people, or they are God's chosen. Good, we should support them. What the heck is going on here? Marco Rubio got $1 million from the Israel lobby? Makes me scratch my head. Don't know about y'all. Sure makes me scratch my head. Now, put this in the chat form so people can get. Hey, by the way, if you're watching at Brighteon News, or whether you're watching at the Patriot Party News, and you want to have these links, then go to Coach Dave after the show. Go to CoachDaveLive.com and click on today's program and look at See Notes or See More at the bottom of it. And all this stuff's all there. You can do your own time scrolling through this stuff if you want to. You can do it. So I don't want you to think I'm lying. I guess the question I'm asking, does it bother any of you that the Republicans and Democrats are united on Israel and all of them are getting money from Israel? Anybody ever hear this phrase? Got to be careful that you don't bite the hand that feeds you. Now listen to me. Is the United States, is your son, your grandson, about to be drawn into a war in the Middle East over Israel? Is it just me, or is Israel buying protection? And so nobody's going to stand up and say anything about it, because why?
Anti-Semitic, I'm a Jew-hater, anti-Semitic.
I'm just asking the question, what in the heck is a foreign country doing controlling our elected officials? Raphael Warnock, Democrat. Rick Scott, Republican. Rubio, Republican. Carper, Democrat. They own both sides. They own both sides. They own both sides. My. All right, look, oh man, I'm rolling fast here. I'm gonna be out of time soon. Let me see if there's anything else I want to throw up there. I'll do that. Oh, can I give you some good news before I get Roger in here? Let me give you some good news. Pull up number three. There's some good news. Give you a little bit of Louisiana, down there where those folks eat those crawdads. Louisiana House passes a bill that requires all schools receiving state funds to display the Ten Commandments in the classroom.
Boom.
What's the old coach been saying? Did I just happen to read that last week? Do we ought to all be doing that? Demand these be put back in our classrooms? Say, well, coach, we can't do that. There's a separation between the church and state. Evidently not in Louisiana. Not in Louisiana, there isn't. Come on, church. People say, stay away from politics. No. Christianity is politics, dudes. It's the rules and regulation by which we're going to live our lives. That is political. Jesus Christ was political. Why do you think they crucified him? He was going against the political system, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He was going against them. They had to get rid of him. Amen. 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 Come on in, Roger.
Oh, you know, and that description of the money being donated doesn't even include the, you know, the PACs that are out there.
Oh, my goodness, huh?
But, you know, you think of a typical U.S. Senate race, I think, you know, it probably takes $15 to $20 million to run one. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so you can only imagine what Big Pharma is giving. You know, you can only, you know, it, the, you and I aren't funding U.S. Senate races with our $25. You know what I'm saying? So it is only, you know, it's very clear they are controlled. They couldn't raise $15 million off the American people.
That's right.
They have to get these big, big donations, big support, and then they're obviously beholden to them. It's very clear.
Roger, can I tell you something? I'm sending this to you right now. Folks, here at Coach Dave Live, we survive. Our ministries run off the donations of folks like you watching this, right? But if Roger Weaver would come by and say, "Hey, Coach Dave, I would like you to do this, Coach. I want you to start. You got to stop speaking so much about that homosexual stuff, because Coach Dave, you know, I'm dealing with that in my family, and it's really, really bad. And Coach Dave, if you'll stop talking about that homosexual stuff, I'll give you $10,000 a month." You guys have any idea how strong that temptation is? You wouldn't even know it. You wouldn't even know. Roger could send me $10,000 a month, and I never mentioned his gay son. No, wait a minute. His son isn't gay. I never mentioned it. Never go to that subject at all. Just stay away from it. Can you guys say churches? Can you say churches? Now, up on the screen right now, I just got this. This is from Sheila Holm. Wait, hang on. Everybody together. Ready? Anti-Semitic, Jew-hater, anti-Semitic. I'll get that out of the way for you. 30 cabinet-level officials in Joe Biden's regimen are Jewish Israeli citizens.
Boom.
Huh? There they are. Buttigieg. Biden. Look at him. I'm trying to read this. Here is not only a racist preference of selecting Jews for top positions, but about one of the 30 cabinet-level officials would be Jews. If they did it by population, only one out of 30 would be Jews. Hang on! Remember, these folks are not bloodline Jews that Jesus told us about. He said, those who say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan, there's your synagogue of Satan running our government. All right, hang on. Anti-Semitic, Jew-hater. Dudes, come on. Come on. Are there Christians in the Joe? I wonder if we could do this. Are there Christians in Joe Biden's cabinet? Are there any Christians? But yet you'll hear people call him one. They call him a Christian, Joe Biden. That's how deep the deception is. Hey, Johnny, give me a clock here. I got to see how much time I have. I'm riding hard on it today. I told you I was worn out. Let me get Randy in here. I'm sure he's got something good to say about it. I got 6 minutes left here. Thanks.
Coach, you're hammering it.
I'm hammering it. And Randy, every daggone bit of it is truth. I'm not giving you any of my opinions. I'm putting stuff on the table that is factual, and you're going to have to chew it and swallow it. Go ahead.
Jeremiah, Coach. God said you're a prophet that is going to be like a hammer. You're going to break the rock in pieces. You have to have a hammer to do that. Coach, look, two out of the seven churches in the book of Revelation, Jesus himself, out of his mouth, said that they had the synagogue of Satan set up in their church. Okay, who's the synagogue of Satan, Coach? We can go around all day on this, but it's basically all the Jews who would not accept him as Messiah.
That's right.
Everywhere the apostles went to build the kingdom, to take the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom, Matthew 28, everywhere they went, who was their enemy? It was the Jews who were trying to undermine everything they were doing.
Yes.
They were the enemy. That was the enemy. It wasn't because they were Jews. It was because they hated Jesus.
Because they were the enemy.
They're still doing it today, Coach. It has nothing to do with nationality. It has nothing to do with the bloodline. It has everything to do with a system that hates God, hates Jesus. And when you're part of that, Jewish, Mexican, Canadian, doesn't matter. You are a false Jew, because the Jews today is the church. That is the believers in Christ. That's who Paul says is a Jew. I'm sorry. If that offends your theology, then you better go read Romans 2:29.
Yeah, Randy, I got to cut you. I got 5 minutes. I want to show a video here real quick. Okay, I got 5 minutes with the Brady on cry. Pull up for me, Mark Driscoll. Pull up number two. I don't know how many of you saw this. And I don't know what you feel about Mark Driscoll. But I wanted to reach out and hug him this morning, because I want to show you two things here real quick. They had this big mega church event down in Springfield, Missouri, and this guy gets on. This is a sword swallower, and this guy gets on there, and it's wonderful to watch. Play a little bit of it real quick, Johnny. Not all of it. This guy is a sword swallower. So here he is in church in a men's conference, strips off his shirt. Men's conference. Christian men's conference. Okay, put it in the chat. I want to move on, John. So he's going to climb up there. He's like a pole dancer, isn't he? Isn't that like a pole dancer that you would see? He swallows a sword. He goes up. He comes down. It's fascinating to watch. I have no idea how he did it. Mark Driscoll was there as one of the speakers of this mega event that's going on. And when this guy got done, Mark Driscoll went up and took the microphone. Johnny, scroll down a little bit. Scroll down till you see Mark Driscoll. Folks, I want you to watch this, because in the middle of this rebuke that Mark Driscoll was giving to all the men and the pastor who put that thing on up there, they ask him to leave. They ask Mark Driscoll to leave. When he's pointing out how wicked this church is, how Jezebel has entered into the church. Go ahead and play it.
But let me do this. I've been up since 1 o'clock in the morning. The reason I'm hoarse is I have been praying for you, and my heart is very burnt for you. And I want to be very careful with this, and it's not what I want to say, but the Jezebel spirit has already been here. The Jezebel spirit opened our event. This is a rebuke and a correction of no one. This is an observation. Before the word of God was open, there was a platform. It was a high place. On it was a pole, an asherah. The same thing that's used in the strip club for women who have the Jezebel spirit to seduce men. In front of that was a man who ripped his shirt off like a woman does in front of a pole at a strip club. That man then ascended. See, our God is not arrogant. He doesn't ascend. Our God is humble. He descends. And then he swallowed a sword, and Jesus cried, okay, Pastor John, I'll receive that.
Pastor rebuked him, said, you're done, get off of there. Thank you. And they didn't have him the rest of the program. John, how much time do I have left here? How much time do I have left, right? See, we're not allowed to point this kind of stuff out, see? You point this kind of stuff out. Wait a minute. Anti-Semitic, Jew hater, gay hater, on and on and on and on and on. When those of us who see exactly what's going on do nothing more than stand up and speak the truth of what we see, we become a hater. Do you understand the way the game is played? Do you understand it yet? Huh? They told us in the book of Jude that evil men were going to creep in unaware and going to change the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature rather than the creator. And the mega churches that we see going on right now are doing nothing more than feeding the creature, the male, best life now, right? That's the gospel that's going forth. That's what we're seeing. And the church is so confused that if Mark Driscoll or Coach Dave stands up and say, wait a minute, that is wrong, they throw you out of the pulpit and tell you, get out of here, dude. You're not allowed to speak. you are judgmental and hateful and nano, man. Folks, it's right in front of us, baby. Turn or burn, baby. Turn or burn, America. God bless you, folks. We'll see you next week.
Amen.
All right. Thank you, folks, for putting up with me while I did that. Come on in, Dale, then Lauren. Go.
Hallelujah. A couple of real things on that, Coach. They did go behind the stage, and the pastor and him, they came back out, and that pastor never repented about any of that stuff that was going on. Coach, it was an entertainment show. They have six mega campuses. And when you name the church after person already is a question. Now, Coach, when you get ready to come to Louisiana, you're going to breathe a little bit of fresh air, because not only do we have the Ten Commandments going to be mandatory in every classroom, we have a bill up there that is going to, ready for this, chaplains, volunteer and or paid staff chaplains in those schools. What? I mean, Coach, that's like out of the ballpark stuff. Louisiana also is, we are looking to have gold and silver as the backing of our currency in the state of Louisiana.
Wow, and so
we have several really incredible good things. We're not perfect, but it's heading in the right direction.
Amen. Hey, Dale, I'm not putting Dale on the spot. I want the average person, I want you to ask yourself this, okay? We need to put the Ten Commandments back in the schools. We do. We all agree with that? Yeah. So I want you to ask yourself this. When you walk into your local church, are the Ten Commandments anywhere in your local church?
Mine is.
But folks, I'm asking you, are the Ten Commandments anywhere in your local church? And we want to put them back in the schools. Laura Ann, come on in.
Good morning. Thank you for sharing all of this. It's wonderful that it's just calling men out to be men, and they just feminize men in a church.
That's right.
And they let the Ahab spirit just go absolutely wackadoodle, and saying that, you know, let's worship Baal. That's what they were worshiping Satan on the altar that was supposed to be dedicated to Christ.
Lauren, hang on a second. Who do you think recommended that pole dancer, that guy, that pole dancer for that men's conference? Who do you think? Do you think somebody just brought him in, or did a group of guys get together and say, yeah, that'd be really good. That'd be really good.
It's a bunch of Ahabs. It's definitely a bunch of Ahabs. And just for a contextual background in regards to when Jesus was tried, when you look at the time that Jesus was tried and brought in, it wasn't the crowd that turned on Jesus. It was the 2,000 guards that worked for the Pharisees and Sadducees in the temple, because they had that many of them and they needed that many voices that were already being paid to say, crucify him, crucify him. So it's nothing different under the sun that's happening with Jesus than what they're doing to the police and the guardsmen at the church and their security teams. Well, it's all the zipper clubs there that are doing, that are literally making the churches strip poles, men on strip poles. Now, was that man that was stripping before men, was he a pastor too?
Amen. Amen. No. Lauren, I gotta move on. I gotta move on. Jeff now, then Sheila.
Good morning, everyone. I would say two churches in my area have the Ten Commandments, but inside the building, they're the Ahab and Jezebel spirit. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. I bet you 90% of the churches, could be wrong, you guess numbers like that, do not have the Ten Commandments prominently displayed in their churches. Sheila.
You didn't even know this, and I didn't even put up that chart I sent to you, and it's a full chart. It's all the government departments. There's only like three American flags. I didn't even put that up this weekend, but there's so much happening about, oh, we've got to pray for Israel. Oh, Israel's going to be destroyed by Iran. Oh, poor Israel. And the Remphan flag is everywhere, which is a synagogue of Satan, and you and I have never talked about this. And I put all this up 2 years ago, I put it all up a year ago, this weekend, just yesterday on Twitter, and I didn't send this to you. I put up capital I, small s, space, R-A-E-L, space, capital I-S, space, N-O-T, space, R-E-A-L. I put the history. since 721 BC, they've not even been there. And that's the 10 tribes and the two tribes in the south were marched off to Babylon. I put the truth in there for the first time. And I got an announcement yesterday also that I'm 15 years on Twitter. And I went from probably 12 to 15,000 people down to under 3,000 when everybody else got knocked off. So I've not been knocked off. Yesterday, for the first time in my history on Twitter, I got a really bad email that what I posted was hateful conduct, not hateful speech, hateful conduct. And that from now on, I can leave it up, but my posts are going to be limited as to disbursement throughout Twitter.
Because truth sounds like hate to those who hate the truth, folks. And that's what they've done for us. Anytime you speak, I'm going to get emails from friends. Say, Coach, why are you being so mean on Israel? Why? I'm just, folks, I'm just giving you truth. It's not me. I didn't write an article about it. I didn't give you my opinions. I gave you the facts and the truth, and then you have to decide what. And so Christians will say, well, Jimmy, war's going to break out in the Middle East, just like the Bible foretold us. That's how stupid we are. How stupid we are. I hope it doesn't break out in the Middle East. If it does, it does. But, oh, well, be careful, because anti-Semitic, Jew-hater, Jew-hater. Open your eyes, man. Vinny from Brooklyn, then Ohio Brett.
Yeah, you just got a real simple question, Coach. Why does it cost a single cent to run for public office? I think people would do it. They would volunteer. First of all, it's a public duty.
If you didn't have to get money to run for public office, then that lobby wouldn't have all that influence, would they?
Imagine that, huh?
Imagine that. Good catch, Vinny.
Thank you.
Why aren't all political campaigns funded equally? The government can fund Ukraine. Why can't they give every candidate, you're running for office, okay, you get $20,000 and there you go, you get to do that. Oh, you can't do that because their money's free speech, right? Some rich guy can't give money, you're blocking his free speech. See how the game's played? Come on in, Brett.
Well, Coach, thanks for sharing truth up in Wisconsin. The Patriot Party News had their Patriot Fest near Tennessee. I was honored to be part of that team, and they love you, Coach. They're excited that you're on the network, and they're watching right now. And I just want to encourage everybody that this truth might be tough to hear, but you have to take it, soak it in. It's like practice. When the coach has plays, we run them in a summer camp, fall camp, and in the game. So stay on the plan and don't ever forget, Coach. Everybody knows John 3:16. How about John 18? Ye are condemned if you don't have Jesus. Don't get mad at me. Those are letters in red, just like letters in red, ye synagogue of Satan.
That's right. I mean, folks, it's so real. It's so real. Look. See, they've taught us to think gender, sex, race, really. They've taught us that I'm just as guilty. When I see a Republican running for office, the first thing I ask myself is he a Christian? See, that's why they've got away when they changed the truth from Christian to conservative. Because if you're a conservative, you can have certain values that are Christian, but they don't all have to be. Are you a fiscal conservative? Are you a social conservative? Are you a Christian conservative? I thought Mike Johnson was a Christian conservative. Evidently, he's an Israeli conservative. Evidently. I don't know. Craig, come in.
Here's my question, Coach. Okay. You brought up a problem. Tell me what the solution is right now. You are the president.
Mm.
What do you do? You say, okay, Israel, you're on your own. Or what do you do? Give me the solution out of the, we've identified a potential problem. We've identified the influences, whether they're true. I'm not saying they're not true because they're given them. I'm not saying that. What do you do? You're in the seat.
I would ban foreign contributions to American elections. That'd be
I got that right now, but you have a, a potential war getting ready to start with the right. Iranians, and what do you do with American forces there? Do you tell them stand down?
Well, it's a part of a bigger problem. They shouldn't even be there, should they?
That doesn't matter. We're there. We're here. Yeah. What do we do?
That's a deep, deep problem, man. Because we are, we're talking about the lives of innocent human beings on both sides.
I understand. I get what you're saying, but I'm just saying.
What are you trying to get me to say, Craig? What do you want me to say?
What I'm trying to say is we've identified these problems. Now let's get into the reality today, April 15th.
Okay, so I'm president of the United States. I say, okay, Israel, here's what's going on. We're going to come in, we're going to do this, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do this, and you're going to stop doing that. And then after this whole thing calms down, you're on your own, dude. You got a year, maybe two, but you're on your own. We're no longer going to defend you, give you, we're not going to do that anymore. Right now, we'll stick to our promise to defend you. But once this passes, you're on your own. That's what I would do. Now, okay. Most of the American church would blow up because they've been convinced that we just got to protect Israel. That's how they get away with it. Both sides. It's the one thing they agree on.
But let me
agree on it.
Let me ask you this question. Iran conquers and gets the land of Israel. Do you think world peace is going to be established in the nations?
No.
Right.
Randy and Sheena.
Coach, all I know is that World War II, we took the bait. We stayed out of it for a long, long time. Finally, they had to bomb us Pearl Harbor. They made us get in the
that's
war.
Right. That's right.
And that's where we need to stay. It's neutral. We're not the world controller. We never should have been. All that was the deep state control. We need to be neutral. If we had government officials that said, no, we're going to wait. War is always the bait, Coach. We have to, Trump, I'm not pro-Trump here. I'm not going to push him, but I guarantee you he would not be pro-war. He would be, what can we do to stop this? So anybody that wants to go to war, you better check your heart, because I don't think that's the right position on either
side. How about this? What happened after 9/11? Why,
exactly.
We were rushing into the Middle East to go get those Muslims, didn't we, brother? Huh? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Paul Webb, come on in.
Hey, Coach, a couple things here. You know, when you're showing all those senators and congressmen all that money, it's like, where does that money come from? And the thing is, we give, this is what they do, okay? We give Israel $4 billion every year. Do you know what they do with that money? They put it back into the Federal Reserve and live off the interest.
Oh, my goodness, huh?
So where do you think that money's coming from? Number two, there's a thing called the Greater Israel. It has Iran, all these lands that they're claiming to say that belongs to them. And that's why you see all this stuff happening. Is because, you know, why do you think Iran says, you know, I'm not saying Iran, you know, why do you think Iran says that Israel calls Israel Satan, us the great Satan, or Israel the great Satan, us Satan? Because we do what Israel tells us to do.
Hey, Paul. Anti-Semitic, Jew-hater, anti-Semitic. That's it, right? Huh? Can't say. I've probably lost friends again today. I probably have. Hey, folks, you know what I did? I showed you facts. I wasn't my position. I didn't write a treatise on this thing. I showed you evidence of what's going on. And some people, where's Mark Trump? That first truth, baby. That's hard to shake out. Awfully hard to shake out. So here's where we are. American lives, American boys are probably going to go fight and die. American boys. And you know why America wants to get into war? Because they're about to lose an election. Those in positions of power and authority are about to lose an election, and they can't let that happen.
Right.
So maybe they can stir up another little mess over there in the Middle East, knowing that, boy, all those Americans, they'll send troops and they'll send money and they'll have kids die. All for what? Israel. Hey, anti-Semitic, anti-Semitic, anti-Semitic. See you tomorrow.